I'm Carol Hills, and this is The World. A couple of stories now about Twitter. First, one from Spain. The country's cops have embraced Twitter as a means of community policing. Behind the National Police Force's Twitter account is one man armed only with a smartphone. The World's Jerry Haddon went to Madrid to meet him.
The Twitter guy at Spain's National Police is Carlos Fernandez. He claims his force is now the most followed in the world, surpassing even the FBI.
756,000 en Twitter.
We now have 756,000 Twitter followers, he says. Actually, this interview is from a few days ago. Total following is now up to 767,000. The FBI has about 40,000 fewer.
Le superamos hace 10 días, pero es anecdótico.
It is more than the FBI's, but that's just anecdotal, he says. The most important thing is the service we provide. We're useful. The communication goes both ways. Citizens give back, he says. They cooperate. For example,
muy positivo. Hemos buscado a tres fugitivos, y esos tres
just this January, we were looking for three fugitives. The last was still on the loose. I sent out just one single tweet with the guy's photo. It got retweeted 6,300 times. It ended up reaching 4 million people. We started getting calls and emails, which led us to the guy. We arrested him. Fernandez has been at this for 5 years. He can rattle off dozens of other examples. There was the case of the predator dwarf drugging and assaulting women, the breakup of a ring of pedophiles sharing child porn online. But sometimes it's not about arresting anyone.
Fue el de pedir donación de sangre para el accidente ferroviario de Santiago.
The most shared tweet I ever sent out, he says, was when I asked for volunteer blood donors after the high-speed train crash in Galicia last year. It got retweeted 17,000 times. Fernandez says the trick is not acting like a cop, which he's actually not. He's a marketing guy. On staff, but not an officer. I always try to think from the public's point of view, he says, because if we're just staring at our own belly buttons, people will lose interest. For example, yesterday, the director of the police paid a visit to the commissary in the city of Lérida. I didn't tweet that. Why? Because it wasn't
divertido o interesante o útil.
Funny, interesting, or useful. Fernandez says another key is his offbeat, hip tone. Coming from the police, it shocks people. Then they click the follow button. Here's an example.
Si juegas a Breaking Bad,
if you play at Breaking Bad, you'll end up on the set of Prison Break. If you mess with drugs, it's gonna end badly. That one got 12,000 retweets. Fernandez says he sees himself as the Starsky or Hutch of social media. But all this has rankled a few among the ranks who fear Fernandez is undermining their reputation for authority. Some 2 or 3% of the force don't like it, he says. They say, Carlos, remember, we're the police. The rest are on board, though. But it took a while. As to whether the huge Twitter following translates into better police relations on the street, Fernandez says he hears anecdotally from officers that it does. And it helps to remember that just a generation ago, under the dictator Francisco Franco, Spain's national police were generally feared. You probably would have thought twice before sharing 140-character messages with them. For The World, I'm Jerry Haddon, Madrid.